In this bulletin, new National Party leader Matt Canavan eyes off Susan Lee's old seat. Clive Palmer to seek a seat in federal parliament again. And in football, the Matildas say North Korea's secrecy is no obstacle in the Asian Cup quarterfinals. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Sunil Awasthi. The newly elected leader of the National Party, Matt Canavan, says his party is best placed to represent the people of Farrer in southwestern New South Wales. A by-election will be held in May after former Liberal Party leader Susan Lee resigned as the local member. Pauline Hanson's One Nation is contesting the seat, and her party has performed well in recent polling. Mr. Canavan says he'll be campaigning in the electorate, emphasising the practical things the Nationals have delivered over the years.
Pauline has been in politics for more than double the time I've been. And I struggle to point to a single dam, single road, single hospital that Pauline has delivered in Australia. I can point to swathes of those things with the work I've done with Michelle Landry, Colin Boyce and others in central Queensland. That is ultimately what we're here for. We're here to deliver results. We're here to make people's lives better. And I'll be putting that case to the people of Farrer about how the Nationals Party can best do that for people on the ground in Western New South Wales.
Mr. Canavan, a 45-year-old senator from Queensland, was this morning elected new National Party leader, replacing David Littleproud, who quit yesterday. He's been in Parliament since 2014 and was previously Minister for Northern Australia and Minister for Resources in the Morrison and Turnbull governments. United Australia Party boss Clive Palmer says he'll be running for the Liberal Party-held seat of Fadden at the next federal election. He's confirmed the UAP is running candidates in every seat in the country. The mining billionaire is promising to mail a copy of his New Deal manifesto to every household in the country. A study has found almost 60% of Indigenous employees experience racism in Australian workplaces. The Centre for Indigenous People and Work at the University of Technology, Sydney, surveyed more than 1,100 Indigenous workers and found 1 in 2 Indigenous employees still experience race-based comments and assumptions at work. Only 40% of employees reported that their workplaces were culturally safe. The federal government has announced action it claims will protect consumers and shore up Australia's fuel supply in the face of what's happening in the Middle East. The government will double penalties across the economy for misleading or cartel behaviour by big petrol companies, with the top fine now being $100 million. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission will be tasked with ramping up surveillance on petrol prices, reporting weekly. The government also says it will work with industry to increase supply to service stations. Energy Minister Chris Bowen says people should also not try and profiteer from the situation by selling fuel themselves.
And I've seen people who can access fuel buying way too much fuel and selling it on Facebook Marketplace and other places, no doubt. I'm sure that is dangerous, as I said yesterday. It's not without risk to fill up jerry cans and sell them online, and it is a risk to the fuel security as well.
A technical outage has stopped NAPLAN testing across many public and private schools. The disruption occurred as students were scheduled to sit the writing component of the annual assessment. Testing has resumed and the Australian Curriculum Assessment and Reporting Authority says students who were unable to complete the test today can attempt it again tomorrow. NAPLAN moved to online testing in 2022. Only Grade 3 students are allowed to use a pen and paper for the writing component of the test. South Australian police have returned to Oak Park Station in the state's northeast as they continue to investigate the disappearance of Gus Lamont. The 4-year-old was last seen at the family property on the 27th of September. Police have searched several locations across the property, 45 kilometres south of the remote town of Yunta, for evidence. Authorities continue to insist Gus's parents are not suspects in their investigation. Police say 2 other family members aren't cooperating with investigators, while a 3rd has also withdrawn their cooperation. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says it's providing consular assistance to the family of an Australian detained in Hong Kong. This week, authorities in Hong Kong detained Amy Hoi Ching Chen over her engagement in mass protests back in 2019. At least 6 people are dead after a bus caught fire in western Switzerland. The fire started in the town of Kurzes, about 20 kilometres from the national capital, Bern. It's not yet known what caused the blaze. In football, Matildas defender Claire Hunt says North Korea's secrecy won't be an obstacle to Australia's success in the Asian Cup. The Matildas play North Korea in their quarterfinal on Friday night in Perth. The isolationist approach of North Korea as a country extends to their football. None of their players play outside North Korea, and hardly anything is known of the North Korean domestic football competition, leaving little to go on when trying to scout the side. But Hunt says watching North Korea's three games so far in this tournament should be enough to give the Aussies an idea of what to do.
Obviously, we're going to analyse the way that they play, and we've seen how they've played throughout the tournament, so I think we have enough to prepare and enough to play against them and know where their strengths and weaknesses are and how we might exploit some of those weaknesses to come away with the win.
Defender Steph Catley has now joined her teammates in Perth. She had to travel separately after suffering a concussion against South Korea and is in doubt for the game. I'm Sunil Awasthi. That's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.